This is Radio Rubber Room.
Welcome to the show.
Sean, why are you talking with your mouth full?
You guys should take me burrito.
You got burrito all over your face.
Me,
part of my paycheck, I get one burrito every week.
Did you even offer to share with Noah?
Actually, Jim.
Hey, Noah, do you want a bite of his burrito?
He did offer. I declined respectfully.
That's really? Fair. Really?
I respectfully insist.
You know, half of it's on your face.
Yeah, watching Sean eat is always appetizing for me. So
he's demolishing.
Yeah, he kills it. He kills it.
You eat with the best of them.
It's interesting. It's
I'm a professional at eating. I've been doing it my whole life.
I can tell.
You're really good at talking with your mouth full, too. So
I can mostly understand you.
That's a good thing about radio.
Is
so
what?
I thought we'd start off the show today by giving each other a little compliment. Noah, you can join in. Noah O is our guest today.
Hello.
We're glad to have you.
Yeah.
Likewise. Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
So, give each other compliments?
It's all about mantras. My good friend tells me that a lot. So, like, I figure we could just benefit each other a little, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go first.
What do you got?
Noah, I just met you, but I sense that you have integrity, and I like that.
Thank you, sir.
I feel like you would have my back if you were my friend. You would be like, don't mess with that dude, you know?
Do Dan.
Dan, I think about you every day. Uh-huh. And it makes me feel better about my life.
Okay. do me.
Derek, I admire your beard greatly. If I could grow more than this, like, crap beard, you know, it looks like I stole other people's beards and just tried to make a Frankenstein
on
my face.
If you got, like, a chin implant, it might look a little fuller.
I do have that head that looks like a blown up balloon.
I'm telling you, if you get that lower neck stuff, it'll actually enhance your chin a little bit.
Well, I definitely want to get some more. Like, I feel like I have good neck beard, and like I have high up on the cheek, like right below my eyes. Like, I almost have to shave my eyelids, but like it ends right here. But I'm like, there's like this area of emptiness. I'm like, why can't I just like take what my forehead is annexing my eyebrow hair, like this temple area, who has to shave that zone, and just put it down on my lower cheek. Like, if I don't shave for a year, you'll be like, man, the missing link.
So
but his beard looks terrible.
That whole thing was a compliment to Derek, or what?
Yeah, his beard is on point. I mean, he grew that since yesterday.
I get that a lot. I actually shaved this morning completely.
So how does this work? You give us compliments, or...
Now you guys can give me a compliment if you want. Or you can compliment anyone. It's just a compliment. Okay. It'll make you feel better.
Derek, would you like to give a compliment?
I like how good you are at eating many different things in one sitting.
Thank you. I like variety. If you don't eat the four meat branches of the pyramid, then there's no reason to even mess with the fatty section. I mean, they counterbalance.
Okay, Sean, I think your sister is super hot.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good compliment. I mean, you compliment my genes.
She's extremely attractive.
Dan, I'm sorry. Your mom is a great cook.
Thank you.
That's my favorite thing about you.
And I have nothing nice to say about Derek, so should we talk a little bit about our guest and then play a song really quick?
I like the way you were hiding your burrito in a
multiple boxes.
Sweet and low box.
I like to feel surprised. Like, yeah, what's in here today?
I didn't know, like, it's like five boxes.
And the funny thing he
pulls a burrito out from like a lamp. And then I don't know, there's a fire hydrant.
And the funny thing, it actually is a surprise for him because he forgets what he puts in there.
Yeah. Homeless people have a tendency to like open the front door of the station and be like, you guys are doing a great job. And then they're like, I'd rather be homeless, though. And they just leave.
Yeah, I'm very paranoid. I thought about locking the door like three times since I've been in here.
Yeah, we
I
can.
I don't know.
Sean, why don't you, just so our guest feels comfortable, why don't you lock the door? We don't need any wandering homeless people.
We don't want any more of that happening
here. Cool, man. Well, let's play a track, and you know what the name of this track is, right, Derek?
I forget. I gave you the list.
Really? I'm the only person with the list here?
Yeah.
Sleaze, that's my boy, old school.
Sleazin'.
So smooth, you can feel it deep in your bones. It's so real, this vibe straight, give me a Jones. This is classic, that's the way I roll. 27 years young, but I got an old soul. So smooth, you can feel it deep in your bones. It's so real, this vibe straight, give me a Jones. This is classic, that's the way I roll. 27 years young, but I got an old soul. I was born 81, but I feel like an old nigga. Maybe it's from all the weed and the cold liquor. Running these streets, never get a sec to breathe. Gotta keep going, can't second guess, gotta speed. Cause the watch don't wait, the clock don't catch up. The ish keep going, cause time don't stress us. Every other second trying to get your rest up. Can't stop, keep going, it's messed up. Try to join my baby girl in the bed, but then all this wild ish running through my head. Gotta sit down, get down, do it till it's dead. The pressure don't stop, never mind what they said. Yo, I guess it's just the way I was programmed. Late night live, ish, nothing but dope jams. Can't even say it's his own, man. It's a whole nother scene. Big Sleeves doing his old man. I'm smooth, you can feel it deep in your bones. It's so real, this vibe straight, give me a Jones. This is classic, that's the way I roll. 27 years young, but I got an old soul. So smooth, you can feel it deep in your bones. It's so real, this vibe straight, give me a Jones. This is classic, that's the way I roll. 27 years young, but I got an old soul. Not rap, this is poetry, flawless flowetry. To the top of the summit is where we going, B. Cause I ain't reached my apex. Walk on a mountaintop and yell Sleeze, so you know it's me until I get right. I'm dropping all the bags like I'm late for a flight, and now I'm going light. Cause other brothers, they ain't got me in they sights. On some ish ride ish, I ain't trying to be polite. Yo, I'm trying to make magic in the palm of my hand, so I can lay back, calm in the sand. Yeah, really? And no broke back, again, you can feel me. Every time I again spit, it's a quality jam. I put heart, soul, brains, integrity and pains that I face in the song of my life for the game. And they laugh in my face like, Biz, you a old mother. I'll lead this to the kids, so smooth. You can feel it deep in your bones, it's so real. This vibe straight, give me a Jones. This is classic, that's the way I roll. 27 years young, but I got an old soul. So smooth, you can feel it deep in your bones, it's so real. This vibe straight, give me a Jones. This is classic, that's the way I roll. 27 years young, but I got an old soul. And it was
Cafe Diem has long been known as a staple in Richmond to meet up and have a great time.
Cafe Diem.
With acts like the DJ Williams Project every Tuesday, comedy every other Monday, live music Friday and Saturday nights, and now open stage night every Wednesday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem is a prime spot to hang out with your friends, catch some quality entertainment you would normally have to pay a cover to see.
Cafe Diem.
Hungry and on a budget? Stop in and check out their $5 lunch menu every weekday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem, 600 North Shepherd Street in the Museum District of the Fan.
Cafe Diem.
New from Spoofco, it's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoofco believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games!
Hold on there, you little bastards. My Pet Dinosaur is different. Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is! Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoofco.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Look, raindrops on my window. I got a brain full of endo, flesh full of tats, a falling kinfo, empty liquor littering, pill bottles. Help me escape the hell I'm living in. They saying due to my lack of melanin. That I gotta rap like Eminem. Appeal to the women and dumb it down. Cut back on my adrenaline. But when you're back against the wall, you don't think about that tight rope if you should fall. I just want it all. Replacing everything that the devil stole. Erasing memories with liquor out the corner store. The hoes. And those who getting happy at the thought I fall. Hearing all the talk, I need earplugs. But I just pump the volume in my earbuds. I be hearing voices. Trying to affect my choices. One saying go right, the other saying go left. One bringing me life, the other causing me death. I be hearing voices. Trying to affect my choices. One saying go right, the other saying go left. One bringing me life, the other causing me death.
I got an angel on my right shoulder, devil on my left. I'm trying hard to ignore what he suggests. The insatiable appetite of my flesh. Dark roads littered with crows leading to my death. The light is bringing me to success. With a buzz it grows deeper every breath. When you stand up, they don't give a hand up. They don't give a hand out. They just tell you man up. A whole lot of don'ts and no you can't. Take the soul out your voice, now do a dance. Kill the hope, spit about thug imagery. Pimp a hoe and conduct a drug symphony. With choppers for the drums, repeat grand theft auto helicopters when they come. And when it's done, it don't really matter if it's all false. As long as you get to live
like a boss.
I be hearing voices, trying to affect my choices. One saying go right, the other saying go left. One bringing me life, the other causing me death. I be hearing voices, trying to affect my choices. One saying go right, the other saying go left. One bringing me life, the other causing me death.
And they be saying that I'm selfish. But if I don't help myself, how can I assist the helpless? And get us out this rut we in. Trust my gut, go in. Prepare myself for the madness begin. They look at me and see dollar signs. I look at rap, see Columbine. Bunch of zombies, blind. Spirit keep telling me I'm divine. Keep saying you gon' be fine. Give me your all, I give you the world. I give you the cars and give you the girls. Get you out your gig, get your jewelry so sick. Get you a bigger crib and making all them haters hurl. Make you hotter than the next man in the game. Walking through hell, they only be fanning the flames. I give you the light, no way to return.
And all I want your soul in return.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. That was Voices by Noah O, our guest today. What's going on, Noah?
Chilling with you crazy guys.
Well, that song is called Voices. Is it about hearing voices in your head?
Yes.
Yeah? So you're in the right place.
Yeah, this is the Rubber Room, you know.
Bouncing off the Rubber Room wall.
They don't let us out at night, usually.
How many voices in your head, Dan?
I mean, it depends. Sometimes I have a party, man. So yeah. Sometimes it gets crazy up there, dude.
There's plenty of space.
Yeah.
The only voice that I hear is a Spanish guy. And I'm like, what the hell? I don't even speak Spanish. Like, I wish I knew what you were telling me. Like, it could be something awesome, like, you know, eat a burrito, which you know I love.
He could be telling you the secret. Well, you'd recognize that word, so you know it's not that.
He's going to be like, do you know how you taught the girls? Necesito una entrevista. Entonces respondo. And I'm like, oh man, I just offended the whole Latino community. Whatever. I love Latinos, but you know.
Eat your burrito. Are you done with it? Did you put it back in your five boxes?
I ate it in three bites. No, it's in the sweet and low box.
Okay.
The great
The cool. Generic Sweet and Low.
There's no, some in your hair.
Dude, like I don't even know. I feel like it's in my pockets.
There's a piece where your chin should be. It's like stuck in your neck beard.
That's a good idea. Roll with that.
So what, Noah, man, I've known you for almost 10 years, right?
Yes, sir.
It's about 2002. You've been doing your thing for a long time. You were rhyming before I met you. About when did you start rhyming?
Man, probably late 90s, and when I was at the end years of my high school, I started rhyming. But like around the time when I met you, that's definitely when I got more serious about it. You know, Dan used to shoot videos also.
Oh,
Dan
shot our first video. Actually, here, before we get into that, let's be very specific.
I saw him editing one of his group's videos. I said, "You gonna shoot a video?" He's like, "Nah, I don't really shoot videos." Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you do. I'm watching you do it now.
It was
Let
a
me
really
pay you
bad.
To shoot a video.
It was a really bad video of my group, and I was like, oh, man, I really can't, like, charge somebody for this crappy video. But we came to we spent quite a bit of time on it, man. It was just really, like, low quality. But they liked it, man. So.
Nah, yeah, I mean, it's bad. It definitely, like, I don't think it was low quality for the time. Yeah, there's higher quality cameras and things like that. But for what we had, you know, you definitely put your all into it. Mm-hmm. So it was cool.
That last song, Voices, you said you just shot a video for that?
Yeah, I actually, the guy, Monse, who shot my first video for I Got It, we just shot a video for that 2 weeks ago in a creepy-looking house out here in Henrico. So
I tried to watch the video from your Facebook page earlier, and it just, like, was a picture of you making the video, and I was like, this thing won't load. I was
really frustrated. Yeah. Yeah, that was like somebody who had a camera phone while we were shooting the video. But nah, hopefully it'll be done, you know, in the next few weeks. So I'll be putting that up soon. So
directly on your Facebook?
Facebook, YouTube. You know, I have a website. I'm going to put it on my website. So
what's your website?
NoahO.com. Noah-O.com.
And that's the same way that you found your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Now, you talking about my Facebook?
Yeah, it's the same. It's Noah-O.
I think so. That's Yeah. The like, Facebook is so confusing to me. I don't know the ins and outs. But I have, like, if you put Facebook/Noah-O or search, the one page pops up with the like button and all that. But
yeah, but, I mean, don't be too hard on yourself. They change it every other day.
Yeah, man.
Changes,
it's like, it's just so confusing to me because then it's like I have my one page and then I don't get it. Hopefully somebody out there hopefully knows Facebook better than me and can fix it.
Well, it's effective, though. I mean, whether we know if we're doing everything right or not, no matter what, I mean, if you post something up, you know, if you have, like, in your case, you have, like, what, 2,200 friends? 2,600 followers?
Facebook is, I'm not talking bad about Facebook. It's definitely weirder than me. It's more stalkerish.
Yeah, don't talk bad about them. That's like talking bad about Google, they know.
Dude, yes, they know, and they're listening, and my page will get deleted mysteriously.
It's someone's job at Google to listen to our show.
Yes. The, look, man.
I'm getting spooked out already.
Facebook.
So
Facebook is creeping me out. Like, I meet people all the time who have information about me that 2 years ago they never would have had this information.
Oh, no, it's definitely, I mean, that's the thing about all of our lives, you know, being on the internet. People know stuff about you don't think they know, and then you forget that you've posted it on the internet, and somebody's sitting around reading it right now. Man, I know where Dan worked at from 2003.
I like to post everything.
I don't care about that as much as I do when my drunken rants on Facebook when somebody sees that, because that never goes away.
Yeah, you need a Facebook breathalyzer.
I like to follow Dan around and post everything he's doing. I got like 6 fans on that.
Yeah,
that's Watch Dan at Facebook.
So, you just did the RVA Music Fest.
Yes, it was awesome. Shout out to RVA Mag. Yeah, it was definitely cool. I definitely had a good time. I like, you know, what they're trying to do for the region and for the area. It was real cool.
Now, I didn't get to stick around, man. Nicholas F. I heard Audra the rapper. She bowed out before the show.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I don't know.
Just Plain Ant, Brad Oblivion, Young
Swordplay.
Richmond. Swordplay, Young Richmond Outcasts.
K. McCoy, DJ Diz, DJ Jeff C. don't want to forget anybody's name, but yeah, it's definitely like, you know, a lot of talented artists all in one place. So
now, how did that energy compare to like the old hip hop shows that we came up on, that we were involved with? I mean, was it the same? Is it different? Have you noticed an evolution?
I mean, it's definitely different. The times that we're in are different now. I think things then were more, it was grimier, you know, the music and the environment in general was probably more grimier. You know, people could smoke inside of places. Yeah. It's like definitely real 8 Mile-ish, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's like, things are just at a different level. And I think like you mentioned, like Audra and Nicholas F, and there's different people here who've gotten aligned with like major artists. So I think that has a impact on people's music as well, because, you know, people, you know, are trying to take it to the next level. I think back then, everybody has always wanted to get to that next level, but it was just a different time, you know. It was definitely more like a, I can't say real hip hop, but it's definitely just different from now.
Well, from where I sit, it was new. Like for us, like when we did shows, there weren't a bunch of, you know, older, experienced MCs that would be at the shows, like schooling some of these young kids. Now you go to a show, I mean, you see everybody who used to be in the scene. You, Luggage, Divine Prophets. I mean, there's all kinds of people who are putting in work or being involved with the music scene. Data, man, DJ Manifest.
Yeah.
He's with Photosynthesizers. I got to talk to him yesterday.
Yeah, now there's almost like several different generations, you know. We're into another generation now who, like some of these kids who just moved to Richmond or in Virginia going to school and have decided to stay, they don't know the context of what has went on in the past. And that's why, you know, it is important that things like this with the RVA Music Fest, you know, we do the Rebirth events, that we just keep it going and let, you know, so they can see this is not something that happened overnight. There's been people over the years that have kept it alive, you know, kept tradition and just, you know, pushed forward with it. So it's definitely, this is a new generation that we're in right now. So
the work that went into it back then has grown into what's going on right now. So
yeah,
basically letting them know that the work that gets put in now is going to make it better even for the
Hopefully, future. They're getting influenced by what's going on now. And then, you know, somebody else keeps it going, because, like, I know, you know, I myself, all of those experiences had a big impact on my growth, you know, being at Alley Cats and the Nancy Reagans for the Rich Matic events. Like, man, I just can't, you can't replace it. I got like footage of it on DVDs, and it's just real different. Like, they used to have MC battles. You don't really see that now. Like, a lot of these kids, man, they don't even want to, it's like people don't want to jump out there. They're scared to get embarrassed. They feel like they should instantly go from being unknown to just being like in everybody's face without putting in the groundwork. So
YouTube, man, it's changing everything. I mean, you don't have to leave your house to become a successful artist, musician, or have some sort of a social presence. Like, so being social has changed.
Yeah, it's social, but it's not. It's the internet. Because I've experienced like meeting a lot of people who are younger, and some of these people I've never really interacted with people. So socially, yeah, they might be seen, but they're not used to just dealing with people. You know, it's kind of weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's like socially awkward. I've met a lot of like rap cast, and they're just like socially awkward because their experience of being involved in hip hop has been behind a computer, you know?
Yeah. See, and what's funny is like back when we were doing it, like people typing out their verses, we used to clown like computer MCs. Like, I mean, I remember sitting down with you at Marcus's house from Ravenous Monks, and you wrote your whole rhyme in your head.
Yeah.
Like, we used notebooks back then, man. Now people are typing them up on their phone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, their phone or whatever, BlackBerry. The problem is then they lose it and lose, like, their whole thing, you know? I got some old rhyme books in the car. It's crazy. But, yeah, it's just the times when I don't know what's going to come next. Like, it's going to be exciting, but it's also going to be weird, you know? It got its, like, ins and outs, but definitely the groundwork that went in, the things of the past, like, it definitely has a direct effect now. So hopefully, you know, somebody else keeps it going.
Now, I want to ask you a serious question before we jump to a break and play a song. Do you feel that, being that the old scene, we all really started off working together and then we kind of got on our own thing, and I feel like the scene fell apart. We were all young. We didn't have older, you know, more seasoned cats to really look up to. I mean, we looked up to people like, you know, Super Friends,
yeah.
Skills, DJ Lonnie B. You know, we took what we got, but they were a little distant from us. Do you feel, being that we've all kind of come together, you know, the older cats have come together in the hip-hop scene trying to build something, do we have a responsibility to these younger cats to start working together and supporting each other more than we did back then, maybe?
Yeah, I think, like, it's always, I think, with any type of, you know, when any type of position, there's a certain responsibility. That's my belief. Not that I'm responsible for anybody else, but... You know, this is something that we've nurtured, that we care about. I don't want to see anybody where it goes down the drain or it's represented the wrong way. I think it's real important that there's people to kind of keep things in line. And I don't think Virginia has really ever had that. You've had people who, you know, been successful. But it's not like other areas where you can go to the people who are at the top and kind of access them for information or for guidance. You know, I think that's one thing that, you know, has been missing from out here. So hopefully, like, you know, people could learn from the mistakes of the past and, you know, we could change that moving forward. But it's definitely a responsibility. I don't want, you know, anybody after me to come and represent it the wrong way, because especially, you know, with the things I'm trying to do, it's time to take it to another level, you know, nationally. And so we do have a responsibility.
Yeah, I think we all need each other for that too, man. You know, Richmond, one thing I don't think it ever really had was a sense of community. And I think, you know, now's the time to start creating.
Yeah, like
that.
Virginia as a whole. And that's, like, we talked about the internet, but that's the power of the things that's going on now. Now, like, we're very much in contact with people in Northern Virginia, D.C., the beach. Like, they're very aware, you know, of everything that's going on in Richmond now. And, like, Richmond, I feel, has become, like, kind of like the nucleus or the center for Virginia hip-hop. And that's not to take away, you know, what anybody else is doing in any of the other areas. But I know from traveling around and spending time out there with the artists and hearing what they say and seeing their scene, that Richmond's definitely got something different right now.
All right, we're going to take a break and listen to a song, but when we come back, man, I want to talk to you a little bit about your video that had been getting a lot of rotation on MTV. It's called I Got It.
Word.
And this is Photosynthesizers with Comet.
Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow this down. We a comet coming, got the others much money. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow this down. We a comet coming, got the others much money. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow this down. We a comet coming. From the zodiac and habitats, cuss of Aquarian water taps, Pisces, amphibians swimming upstream and fetal positions against meridians, to the A's hatch in the ultrasonic embryonic sacs, no cervical incisions, anesthesia for the aphrodisiac, lactated birth from similar mother's nature, mating with the creator, birthing the vega, push me abstract into a cosmic pitch black, now need a rocket boost in a space suit to go back, before I surfed on a comet from a fat lady jack, beamed up from the ethers, ethers of the testicle climb, as time travel, through vaginal star tracks, falling head first, feet stuck in reverse, in the Venus fly drop, pulling the umbilical cord to my jetpack, hit with greater impact, one underground wall, I found, cities made of core, force and whack, we are comet coming, got the others much money, hit the edge of the earth, then we blow these diamonds, we are comet coming, got the others much money, hit the edge of the earth, then we blow these diamonds, we are comet coming, got the others much money, hit the edge of the earth, then we blow these diamonds, we are comet coming. And charges into my neural connectors, undergoing cellular molecular architecture, developing satellites on our skin and see antennas, five elements of my sensors, six door in the visible central sector, complex spinning vortex between the duplex of the retina, holographic replicas bounce are secular, other dreamscape mirrors flickering like film projectors, remove the mucous membrane bandages, eye movement rapid shutter speed palette on automatic focus, the apertures of my ocular cameras like polar magnets, let my pupils dilate in like people from Los Angeles, Egyptian hieroglyphics on the wall, and Aerosol, Milky Way DNA backspins of the lace in the arms, who could wrong, turning the time back on two
them. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
New from Spoof Co.'s line of culinary cookbooks comes the Jeffrey Dahmer Cookbook. The Jeffrey Dahmer Cookbook showcases the many recipes of culinary master chef and food connoisseur Jeffrey Dahmer. This piece of American culinary art features some of Jeff's best recipes, like finger sandwiches, an American tradition.
So good!
Gosh, these baby back ribs are delicious. What's the secret?
It's baby!
The Jeffrey Dahmer Cookbook features some of Jeff's recipes from all over the world, like Sicilian pizza. Who wants sausage? The Jeffrey Dahmer Cookbook is engaging, bright, witty, passionate, and articulate, just like Jeff.
Honey, what's for dinner?
Seared liver with sautéed mushrooms and onions.
Gosh, honey, this is delicious. Where did you get this recipe?
The Jeffrey Dahmer Cookbook, of course.
The Jeffrey Dahmer Cookbook, new from Spoofco. Order now and receive from us a special gift to you. The Norman Bates Motel Management Manual. The Jeffrey Dahmer Cookbook.
It's people! It's people!
Grape cloth. Live the good life. Love the good life.
Grape cloth is one of RVA's only hand-printed streetwear brands, and we are reaching out to you to help your ideas become wearable art. We only use the longest-lasting inks and can print on anything from Gildan to American Apparel with a 10-shirt minimum. For price and inquiries, send an email to grapecloth@gmail.com or contact us on Twitter @grapecloth. Grape cloth. Live the good life.
Love the good life.
It's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm going to show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're going to love it. Start by mixing eggs and milk and stuff in, like, a bowl or something with whatever mixing tools you have available. The next thing you want to do is add, like, a pound of bacon. Like, if you deep fry the bacon first, that's on point, but if not, that's cool too. Preheat the oven to, like, 420. Lather a baking pan with sausage gravy until there's, like, an inch or more. Pour the cake batter evenly into the pan, man, and place it in the oven for like 10 minutes. Remove the whole jank from the oven and add like 1 pound of cheese. Cheddar Monterey Jack is my preferred, but man, cheese is cheese. This cake is gonna be crucial. Place it back in the oven, which should still be preheated to like cool 420. And after like 10 minutes or something, pull that thing out and place it on like a windowsill or something, like a ledge where wind's blowing. And after like it cools off, that thing is ready. It's gonna be bum. The next thing you wanna do while it's cooling is make like frosting, cause it's delicious. Melt any combination of your favorite candy bars into a bowl, like with fire or something, like heat those candy bars up until they're melted. Then mix in Doritos so you can add crunchiness to your frosting. Chocolatey and crunchy. Apply generous portions of frosting to the cake. Add 10 more bacon slices. You can never have too much ham, man. Next, apply ranch dressing. If you don't have ranch, Thousand Island is cool, or just plain mayonnaise. I started this one previously. Let's try it. What a complexity of flavor combinations, dude. What? What the hell? Doggone it! I forgot jelly beans, dude! Ah, frustration becomes me.
naked-jester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
Smile by Noah O here on Radio Rubber Room. And don't forget, call in to win your very own Radio Rubber Room t-shirt as well, provided by Grape Cloth. That's 798-1010.
798-1010.
Call in when you feel like
they can ask you anything, Noah, right?
Yeah, man.
You're pretty
anything.
Pretty open, egalitarian guy. You share information freely. You believe in the free exchange of ideas.
So I have a quick question for you, Noah O. What is your favorite time of the day?
5 p.m.
That's when you get off work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, freedom. Mine's 4:25. I always feel really good at that time. In the AM and PM.
Can I start calling you Sean O?
Sure.
Sean
O. My they really call me Shawston a lot. Because it's like a combination of my first and last name, Sean Austin. It's one of the coolest names you can have.
So I wanted to talk to you, Noah, about I Got It, Man. That's been a really big deal, not only for you, but also for Richmond in general. Tell us about that, man.
I mean, you know, we been pushing I Got It, you know, the last 2 years. It was a song that I came up with along with Streets Deep and J. Nero. They're two artists out of Central Virginia also. And, you know, just almost as soon as I made it, you know, the response I started getting from people close to me was to push it. So just from there, we made the song in 2009. We just kept pushing it and pushing it. Last year, you know, the end of last year, we shot a video at the Camel and just kept feeding it to blogs, you know, different websites, video sites, and it just kind of took off from there, you know, culminating in MTV picking it up. So it's just...
We grew up in the MTV generation, so that had to be, I mean, a huge deal, man. Just how did that feel?
I mean, like, it had been airing, like, for, like, 2 months before I even saw it on there. You know, I knew it was on there from people telling me, and people would send me links to them, like, sitting around watching it. But, I don't think, like, it really set in until, like, somebody had DVR'd it, and I went to their house, and, you know, to see... my video come on between two, you know, world famous artists. It just was a crazy feeling. Like it's still new. You know, everything is new to me now because, you know, people might watch it and comment on it online, or you know, and they don't know who I am. But I realize they're just seeing me as an artist, as they would see anybody else that they think is famous or has a record deal or whatever.
That's something when you get started when you're younger. You know. That's you're pretending you're on MTV when you're like I know I caught Dan the other day practicing in front of the mirror.
VH1 actually, not MTV. I was
okay
practicing for VH1.
Were you rubber room takes no like, sides?
I didn't even tell him I was there at first. I just let him keep going for a little while.
I feel like I'm too old to practice in front of the mirror for MTV. I've got to step it up, you know.
My well, VH1 bracket. Also has that series, What the Hell Happened in My Life?
So oh, man. VH1, if you're listening.
Sorry.
Behind the music.
Cool, so I got it dropped, man. But mostly a positive response from everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's opening. I got it. You know, being on there has definitely opened up a lot of doors. You know, I've been traveling. I just came back from D.C. the other week. And it's just a lot of people, you know, nationally and regionally, people of influence. Just a lot of people have seen it, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't quite realize, you know, because I might be in my own world and I still live in Richmond. But it's definitely opened up a lot of doors. So things are just going to, you know, been getting better progressively.
Now, I Got It is available, Noah O, I Got It is available for download on iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes, Amazon, you know, just all the music sites where you can go and download music. It's 99 cents, so I have it there. Also on my site, you know, there's links on my site, NoahO.com, Noah-O. Yeah, so if you're in the listening area, you've seen it, you know, you like support, you know, Virginia artists or anywhere, you know, where you may be listening, you know, definitely check it out. Visit my website.
It's less than a buck, man.
Yeah, man.
Now, have you noticed since the video's been up, have you noticed some sales through, like, iTunes and stuff?
Yeah, some. You know, the thing about, like, we're still independent. I'm not on a major label, so it's like you need a combination of things, especially in this, you know, how things are now with the buying public. Like, people aren't buying music as much. So it's definitely, you know... it's definitely went up, but, you know, it's a combination of things to really get those major sales. You know, major record labels spending a lot of money to make sure the artists are constantly seen and heard all the time on radio, commercial radio. So, but it's definitely things have been moving up.
Now, I'm not going to throw this radio show into the mix because I don't think anybody really listens, but you're doing a lot of things locally. I mean, you're staying in the locals' face right now. What are some of the things that you've been doing since the video came out?
Just, you know, performing all the time. I put together a monthly event at the Camel called The Rebirth. That's really like my main project, you know, regardless of what I have going on as an artist. You know, just performing all around the state. I got a show coming up in Roanoke on October 21st with Poe Mac. I just stay busy, you know. Wherever there's like shows going on, I try to make sure that myself or somebody with my team charged up is there.
Yeah, Charged Up Entertainment. You guys just you guys just moved your studio setup to Broad Street, right?
Yeah, we have a new studio open. It's on Broad Street across from the Children's Museum and the Science Museum. If you need studio time, you can hit us up on Twitter at Charged Up ENT. That's Charged Up like a battery, ENT, like entertainment, Charged Up ENT.
Now, you guys have good rates, man, right?
Yeah. We have good rates. You know, we have block sessions that we work out with artists, different payment plans and things like that. Our main focus is making sure that, you know, artists who are serious have somewhere to record and, you know, it's a comfortable environment where they can get their work done. So, you know, if you're in the listening area, you know, you need some studio time in Central Virginia, definitely hit us up, Charged Up Studios.
Yeah, and it's not like your typical, like, hip-hop studio either. I mean, you guys could take, like, a live band. You could take a smaller piece, like a trio in there. You have isolation booths.
We have several different setups, but yeah, it's not just limited to hip hop. You know, if you have a band, do R&B, pop, you know, whatever genre of music it is, we're open to it all.
Now, tell me, you say Charged Up ENT, that's your team, man. Tell me about them. Who is Charged Up ENT, and what do they do?
You know, Charged Up ENT is made up not only myself, but, you know, I have a business partner, Rob Brooks. We have it's just a whole staff of people, whether it's people who do strictly internet promotions, guys who go out and make sure the studio is successful, or, you know, we have a whole team of other artists that are also working on projects. So.
Yeah, Johnny Black Reed, man, he works with you guys. He works really hard with you guys.
Yeah,
too,
yeah,
right?
You know, shout out to Hip Hop VA. You know, that's another branch of Charged Up ENT. But it's like, you know, you have people that are part of Charged Up ENT, but each person has their own individual, you know, projects. Like I myself do The Rebirth, which concentrates on events. You know, Hip-Hop VA, his emphasis is not just Charged Up ENT, but making sure that other artists from Virginia are marketed and promoted right. So, you know, just all across the board, we're trying to be that go-to company. Whenever you need something in Central Virginia hip-hop related, we definitely want to be, you know, the first people that the first company that people think of.
Yeah, I was at the last the beat battle that's called something different. It's not The Rebirth, right?
I mean, it's The Rebirth, but yeah, I try to do it quarterly, at least every 3 months. We put together a producers battle where, you know, producers basically play their beats against one another in like a tournament style, and then, you know, at the end somebody, you know, wins a jackpot.
Man, you had some huge names there, like Clef Dollars.
Clef Dollars produced that last track, too.
Oh, word.
Yeah, shout out to Clef.
He also produced for Black Moon. He's worked with a lot of, like,
Clef,
big artists.
Clef Dollars, you know, he's been he's definitely, like, a highlight of the Richmond, Virginia area. And in general, like, people don't know Clef has done. Clef works with a ton of people, major people, independent people. He's a very special guy, man. He's a producer, MC. He also has a new project out called The Melting Pot. I'm on that. But, man, Clef was taught by, like, Lord Finesse, you know, who's part of Digging in the Crazy
Crew. Are you
crew,
kidding
hip-hop
me?
Hip-hop pioneer.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah, Clef has a ton of stories, but he was actually with them when he discovered Big L.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Wow, Lord Finesse. I mean, is Clef? He's from Petersburg. Is he associated with the New York? Is he from there? Is Lord Finesse from here?
Clef is from Virginia, but he, you know, I know he spent a lot of time in New York, and definitely, like, you know, he had a record deal when he was starting out. He had a record deal as part of a group, and they, you know, kind of came up in New York at the same time. Like Skills was when he was putting out his first album. So those guys are definitely, you know, pioneers when it comes to Virginia in general.
And it's just like, you know, like you said earlier, going back to, you know, some of the younger cats in the scene, just knowing the type of history and legacy that goes on with people still in the area, you know, that they can reach out and touch. So, you know, shout out to everybody who put it down before me.
Yeah, cool. So, you mentioned Chubbs. We mentioned Black Reed. Arctic Freeze.
No. Official Freeze is with Charged Up. Arctic Freeze is another artist. But, Arctic Freeze is affiliated with us, too. But, you know, Charged Up, we have Official Freeze. You know, that's a solo artist we have with our company. We have two in-house producers and artists, Fire Marshal Skrill and Young Yankee. We have a three-man group, the Five Footers. We have another artist, Black Lyric. So it's like we have just a solid team of rappers, you know.
Cool, man. Well, before we take a break and we'll wrap up this first hour and play a song, tell everybody again like where they can find out more about you and also Charged Up Entertainment.
Yeah, if you can always check me out, NoahO.com. That's Noah-O.com. Check me out on Twitter at Noah_O. You know, if you want to know more about myself or Charged Up ENT, you can just Google Noah-O or Charged Up Entertainment, Charged Up Enterprise, you know, and there's several. You'll just see the history that we've put in. You know, there's so many pages that different blogs and things that have kind of documented what we've done throughout the years.
All right, cool.
And just a note to Google and Facebook, you just got a plug, so we're cool, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. All right. This is Dez with Boozer Life.
Let's go. High school, my school, isn't delightful. More like a passage for the star dog Asterisk. Living like a magnet, and I ain't magnet. See, when it comes to dates, more like some actors. Screenplay app, you know what she say, battles. And I ain't bound to win, so what's the point? Let's stay friends. Cause on the real, this rap is my wife. Nah, let me be my wife. We had dinner last night. But why can't they understand? This is my thing. I'm used to people telling me that ain't what it seems, but it's different than me. Is what I see, it's a real life visual, starting to turn physical. And physically I dream that I can be what I think so. Thinking hard's not the problem, problems like she doing it. Can we start to get real good at this? And still I breathe death, bro, you just my bullshit lifestyle. Call me up drunk all flight, seem to hate you when you get it right. So I'ma do it till it's truly heavy. And I'ma do it with a French G's. Set my little bit of homies that I got. Rest assured, I'll be sitting by the clock. With a bottle full of inspiration. Stay alive till my time is renovated. My boozing lifestyle. Homie, I'm drunk off life. Seem to hate you when you get it right. So I'ma do it till it's truly heavy. I'ma do it with a French G's. Set my little bit of homies that I got. Rest assured, I'll be sitting by the clock. With a bottle full of inspiration. Stay alive till my time is renovated. Tick-tock time on my wristwatch. Notice the doubters talk louder when you're ish hot. I'm like pneumonia though. Cold pain wrote in those days. Slave now, can they get the chain reaction? Pair the jacket, but only me knows. And now the haters say I'm cold, so they peacoating. Clutch fed time for my success. Shutting down the buffet and now leaving anorexic. It's funny nowadays, like the same with the hate are the same. Giving grabs and the ones that would take turn around to give me back. Backstabbing athletes, always running for the sweet. Sweet talking at the moments, the moments I don't condone them. Cause last year I was alone and alone, it wasn't my talent. And now I'm giving everything balance. Aight now, hold tight. This is my bruising lifestyle. Homie, I'm drunk off life. Seem to hate you when you get it right. So I'ma do it till it's truly heavy. And I'ma do it with a French G's. Set my little bit of homies down.
Every time I flip it back to the rubber room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We are back on Radio Rubber Room.
All right, all right. What's up? What's up?
Get back off. Ease up. Ease up off that mic.
You settle down, guy. Yeah.
So, Derek.
It's all jacked up on burrito.
Yeah, do you have any more burrito left?
Ton.
Are you going to finish it or what?
Intravenously.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So, So Noah, oh,
so moving on.
I Facebook stalked you a little before the show.
Yes.
I do like you on Facebook. Like,
thank you.
I feel like that's a high school crush, kind of. Like, I should write you a note. Like, I do like you. Check yes. I noticed that you're like half Italian, Sicilian specifically. And I forgot the other half. Californian?
Yeah, half Californian.
You're from California.
Bay Arian. I'm Bay Arian.
Can I say something?
Yes, you can. You can, Simon's mom. What do you have to say?
Perfect mix.
Oh, yeah?
I think that there's like something like 3.1 Italians amongst us.
3.1?
Yeah.
Oh, like all combined.
Yeah, combined. Yeah, Italian. Like, we got a good bit.
I always
forget
how good at math you are.
I feel like because I'm not like, I don't have an Italian name, like Sean Austin. Like people, they're always like.
It's like a cowboy.
Because
name.
I'm ambiguously that raised, kind of.
You should be in Westerns.
People yeah, you always can play many races in movies.
You can play almost any race.
I feel like that it's I'm the race that people like, they have to investigate. Like, that's like the second thing they ask me. Like, how are you? I'm like, oh, I'm good. They're like, what race are you? I got to know. Like, are you a terrorist? Like, I feel like black and white people don't get asked that so much. Like, you're from England or something. You're white-ish, you know. You're from that area of Europe. Or if you're Asian, they're like, oh, you're from that part of the world. Uh-huh. And Latino, you're like, oh, you speak Spanish. So you're from South America or Spain or something along those lines. But people are always like, man, this guy, he sketches me out. I'm not sure. I got to find out. And then I'm like, my name's Sean Austin. They're like, that is totally like illegitimate.
That you're American.
Yeah, that's the name that they were like, that's your code name. It's Sean Austin. It blends in perfectly.
We gotta figure out a way to like that's put a stop to his like mindless babbling that goes on sometimes.
I formed like 3 sentences during that whole thing. That was not mindless.
That's somebody from the X Games. Sean Austin. But that was triple a lot, Ollie. Was, 720 Ollie.
It was a lot more words than 3 sentences, though.
Yeah.
It was 3 all sentences right in there. If yep you like mix and match,
I didn't repeat the words 2 or 3 times.
That's true.
Now this is the beginning of the second hour is where we invite our good friend, the Richmond music scene's great friend, Simon's mom. How are you, Simon's mom?
I'm great.
Hola, do you speak Spanish?
That's the extent of it.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
I can order off menus, but that's that too.
Can you roll your R's?
Not at all.
Oh.
Now, as you can see, Noah, Simon's mom, she's a little older. We like to call her like a double cougar, a panther, maybe. Very hot, attractive, older woman, but very, very active in the music scene. Unfortunately, she's just starting to get into hip-hop since she's been on the show, right?
It's new to me, but, you know, I'm getting out there and I'm enjoying it. I shake what my mama gave me, you know what I mean? God rest her soul.
So,
doesn't
Simon,
she live in a nursing home?
I think you're right, I forgot.
I've been here.
You're eating your burrito again.
Simon's mom's mom is hot too.
Simon's mom, last night you were at the Photosynthesizer show with me. Why do you always go to shows I go to is the question.
Why do you always go to shows I go to is what I want to know.
Whatever. Van Hunt show. Now that, do you know Van Hunt?
I know of him. I was gonna go to that show last night, but
yeah, I had to miss it, man. I was a little upset.
It's a
I
good
really
show.
Go.
It's a good show, wasn't it, Simon's mom?
Yeah.
That van.
He had an awesome tour killer van outside.
What was the word? It was killer.
It was baby making music, right?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope not.
So Photosynthesizers, first time seeing them live.
No, I went and saw them a couple months ago, and I met them when they were here.
Uh-huh.
I met them when they were here.
That was my first time seeing them live, and it was sick, so I enjoyed it.
I told you.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, they're really, really good, man. I got to tell you, man, great combination of musicians in there. Barcodes has the energy that every MC should have. If every MC had that energy, every single hip-hop show would be packed.
I'm glad that you brought up Barcodes and Photosynthesizers.
Why?
If you remember, he did a little freestyling.
I do.
On our show. And Noah O here was talking earlier about how no one ever battles, really. There's not a lot of battles.
Are you trying to rap battle him?
So maybe you want to throw down a little something, and maybe you and Barcodes can do a little duel here. We have our
oh my gosh.
He put you on the spot.
You're going to battle him. He's so awesome.
Eat your burrito. Okay.
Eat your burrito. Does anybody want a bite?
No,
it's
I'm
like
good.
The size of a baby.
Will you stop interrupting Simon's mom? She has a limited
amount of
time.
Do you
want to
hear about some shows this week or not, Sean?
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. So, what's going on in the Richmond music community?
Well, tonight, it's City Dogs. Downbeat Switch is going to be performing. You know who I love, Downbeat Switch.
I know you
and
do.
And also, they're going to have their new Downbeat Switch cups available. Mm. I think they're like $3. And
yeah. We can't talk about that, by the way. Yeah, we.
You can get your cup.
Yeah. You can buy a cup for $3.
Then also tonight at Emilio's Tapas Bar at 9:30, the Dream Machine's going to be playing a show.
Okay.
Yeah. That's always.
Are you going to go to both of them?
That's tough to
decide. I'm going to try. I'm going to see where I'm going to try.
Yeah.
Depends. All right. Then Sunday tomorrow at the Camel. The 9 Songwriters Series. It's going to be 9 singers and songwriters. It's like a showcase. That's at 5:30. That's $10. You're going to see 9 different acts.
What day is that?
That is Sunday. Pay attention, Sean.
Let's go to that.
Okay.
Okay.
Is your burrito finished?
No, dude.
Please, finish it.
I'm sweating burrito.
Tuck your shirt in,
Sean, I'm tired of your interruptions. Sit up straight. Tuck your shirt in and eat your burrito.
Yeah, listen to her.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you, Sean. Then Monday, the Black Girls are going to be at the Jefferson Theater.
That's Black Girls. It's not the Black Girls.
Black Girls.
Yes.
That's what I said. At 8 o'clock, tickets are $15. They said, hit them up. Go get the tickets from them. They will deliver them to you. That's what they said. Wednesday, don't forget open stage night. You boys are going to be down at Cafe Diem for the open stage night. Also on Wednesday, if you get a chance, Air Circus will be at City Dogs as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're your boys' friends. Thursday, a great show at the Camel as well. No BS Brass and Brand New Life at 9.
Love those guys. BS Brass Band. Have you seen them? Do you see them at the Music Fest?
Nah, I actually... That's a whole lot I missed.
I remember that.
A whole lot I missed.
If you get a chance, Noah, you check them out.
No, I know. I'm a very
Then Friday, this one's for you, Noah, okay? Friday, Noah O presents Rebirth. Rebirth at the Camel. And that's like an open mic.
Yeah, it's actually Thursday after, after No BS Brass. Early Friday.
Okay, so no B. So, and that's at the Camel?
Thursday night.
They're both at the Camel?
Yeah, but we go on after them.
Okay. And break that down for us. I know it's, 15 signups?
Yeah. It's open to all artists, it's the Rebirth. This is the first time we're doing an open mic. We always get a big, a large amount of people who want to perform, and I never can get everybody on. So this time it's like, just opening the doors. If you haven't got a chance to perform at the Camel, you never performed the Rebirth, this is definitely your chance. So be there at 8 p.m. We're going to accept the first 15 acts and then just have a dope show. So,
how do you prefer these acts to bring their back tracks? CD, jump drive?
Try to have it on CD. If you have a thumb drive, it just takes a little bit longer. But try to have, we're going to have people performing 2 tracks a piece, so just have your music on CD.
And it's 5 to get in, right?
It's 5 to get in, 10 for performers.
Now, is it a competition?
Nah, it's not really a battle. Like I said, this month is for all the people that, haven't had a chance to perform at the Camel yet. If you've been out and you've been supporting what we're doing and, we haven't been able to get you on to perform a show, this is, now's your time. So
now what's
8 p.m.
8 p.m., that's when sign-ups start. Do you have early sign-up by chance, or they
show
up?
That's it, yeah.
Gotcha.
Because, I want to know that the people definitely go show up. I don't want to take somebody else's opportunity away for somebody who doesn't show up. So if you're going to be out there, either you be there at 8 or, have somebody come down, definitely get you signed up.
Now, if you had to pick, what are the best time slots? Where is, the meat and potatoes of the Rebirth? Is it, between, 9 and midnight? Is it a certain spot?
I say, honestly, between, 11 and 12.
And you get to pick, if you show up there at 8, you get to pick your spot, right?
Yeah. If you,
That's why we're doing first come, first serve. You know what time you want to perform. That's why it's first come, first serve. You have a certain time, be there at 8, and those people are going to get the first shot. You know,
you only start doing sign-ups right down there.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
I think you've inspired with all this talk of video. Sean is filming himself eating his burrito now.
You really, dude?
Yeah, dude. He is.
Because I go through days of not eating, I figure at least I can watch myself eating and be like, the memories.
This is a huge burrito. I'm sorry you guys can't see. He's been eating his burrito for an hour.
Luckily, there will be video graphic evidence.
I hate to tell you, but before you got here, he got two hot dogs. He had, what's it called? A platter of chili cheese fries and that giant burrito.
Man, that place, I know they're not paying y'all to advertise, but that place down the street, that's definitely junk food heaven.
Yeah.
I had a $2 sub. I couldn't even close it. Like half of it's in the parking lot now because it's so
messy. I saw
that.
I saw the meatballs.
Yeah, dropped a meatball. I feel like I have diabetes from their steak and cheese.
It's pure sugar. Yeah. Did it have the...
maybe you should get tested.
Fried onions on top.
It did.
You got lightheaded afterwards.
They were cold, though. It was weird. Cold fried onions.
Anytime you can fry a whole sandwich, it's very mystical.
Cool. We got to take a break, so we're going to play a song for you guys, and we'll be back to talk to Noah more about the Rebirth, Charged Up Entertainment, his music, and where he sees himself in the future. This is Black Liquid Stomp.
On the radio, man. This way we stomp by here like a plane in a boat, like some keys.
Straight up. It ain't safe no more. Every rap artist is singing that roar. Every producer is a reproducer. Looping a record that he bought at the store. But me and mine, we still genuine. If I had to have a radio to survive, I'd have been died since the only spin dive. Licks say to mine, only rap when I rhyme. Yeah. Every day it's the same list like the station. Straight playlists, just take it back to the basics. Back to the days when it took you more places. Not just the club, but the project staircases. Street pavement, poetry on the path. Mad. Overcrowded labs, hunger, roaches, and rats. Facts. Quick turn to fiction. World got addicted. Story never changed, but the artist conflicted. Integrity, the life of celebrity. Gangsta melodies. What the fuck is you telling me? Not a way out, but a way back in. That's the true definition of trapping. I hear anthems dedicated to the grind. While they tell you how to start, they never tell you how to find. A way off the street, I'm a way off the beat. My little nephew know the words more than me. Straight up. It ain't safe no more. Every rap artist is singing that roar. Every producer is a reproducer. Looping a record that he bought at the store. As soon as I hop inside a slug whip, hold up, always ask quick.
Yo, what the fuck is this?
Me and my niggas be sicker than corn liquor. Tired of these cocaine line round spitters. When's the last time you listened instead of heard? When's the last time you analyzed the verse? Put it on a page, pour it out your mind. Black got your back, wicked by the book's fine. Who's the last lyricist that made you rewind? How can one describe sight to the blind? Knowing that most still see with their eyes. Knowing that most still will embrace a lie. The rules of the real, no longer do they apply. Truth liberates, airplay has a price. I came to feed the masses with a single sound bite. Off paying to get to spend something twice. Straight up. It ain't safe no more. Every rap artist is singing that roar. The game ain't the same, it's worse than before. Diehard fans don't buy from the store. A lot of lyricists don't wanna rhyme anymore. Nobody believes like they read in the source. The whole thing's twisted, it's been analyzed and turned into a $1 billion enterprise. The machine chews up, crushes the little guy and makes sweet even the most bitter of lives. Wanna sell crack, wanna be a hoe. Wanna know what it's like to ride 20-fold? Turn the TV on or your radio. Then ask a couple kids how the hook go. They're doing that for Pepsi and claim they sell coke. Yet a record that makes sense don't make dough. Straight up. It ain't safe no more. Every rap artist is slinging that roar. Every producer is a reproducer. Looping a record that he bought at the store.
Okay, hold on. I think I got it. That's what he bought. First, we go and we get some coke. Then we cook it up and we sell it again. This is crack. Then we make music about it. And then let's begin listening to this.
We just keep making music. This is Zamzam with Al Qaeda Suicide Hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1.
If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Shalom, I am Rabbi Forskinnerstein, owner of Bagel and Eshmir. A lot of people do not know, but I am also trusted local OBGYN. Due to economic difficulties, I was forced to merge my two businesses to create Bagel and a Pap Schmear. Hey, how many times have you been on your back with your legs in the stirrups and thought, oy vey, I could really use something to nosh on? Jew or shishka, don't be a schmindrick. Get your tukis down to Bagel and a Pap Schmear today and try one of our world-famous handmade boiled bread circles with our award-winning cream cheese and bagel lox. Fungal problem? No problem. Replace our handmade boiled bread circles with a yeast-free matzah bagel. Bagel and a Pap Schmear.
Are you fat, ugly, or disfigured? Does the mere sight of you invoke thoughts of suicide in others? Well, listen up, douchebags. www.myfatanduglyfriendwhomakesmelookbetterbycomparison.com.org is a website designed to help you look better by comparison. Every fat and ugly friend comes with liquor, condoms, and cinnamon-flavored roofies straight from Mexico, so you know their quality.
I just sharted.
www.myfatanduglyfriendwhomakesmelookbetterbycomparison.com.org guarantees that you'll be 100 times more likely to get laid. Take your fat and ugly friend to the park, grocery stores, PTA meetings, and CD back alleys.
I love you, Chuck.
www.myfatanduglyfriendwhomakesmelookbetterbycomparison.com.org ships your fat and ugly friend for the amazing low, low price of $714.58 a month. But wait, if you act now, we'll throw in my retarded inbred step cousin who collects owl pellets for only $10 more, plus separate shipping and handling. See, that's the bone that comes from the mouse that the owl ate. My retarded inbred step cousin who collects animal pellets will make you appear smarter and more interesting than ever. Take your fat, ugly, stupid, toothless posse out and you'll be the life of any party you go to. Results may vary.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
www.myfatanduglyfriendwhomakesmelookbetterbycomparison.com.org doesn't guarantee results, but we say we do. Side effects of www.myfatanduglyfriendwhomakesmelookbetterbycomparison.com.org include, but are not limited to, being robbed, stabbed, shot, roofied, loss of limbs, and or organs. Temporary blindness, permanent blindness, nausea, headaches, diabetes, rare Brazilian black penis rot, herpes, and super herpes. You'll buy it, because you're stupid. No refunds.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, download the podcast, RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com, and on iTunes.
Slang in the top notch way. Hack at it. Hardy chicks know about me. Hack at it. When you come and rep in the beat. Hack at it. 757-400. Hack at it. 703-44. Hack at it. 571-804. Hack at it. 3276. Train go. Hack at it. Certified in Ring Street. Hack at it. Check my temperature. That'll tell you who the hottest. Riding in Virginia with my money on my mind. A nigga hating on me, then he ain't my kind. No, you niggas on the grind. No whips off the lot. Yeah, skinny street. They'll tell you why I'm hot. Bad bitches, plenty dollars on deck. And I got Berg on call. And I pop. Every year I drop hits. Free buzz on overload. And a paper in my pocket. Only thing that's gon' fold. In Virginia, I'm a legend. In the streets, I'm a G. They ain't leaning like me. Need trees, need drinking. One call, I got charged up in Dollar Gang. This is we rock. Yeah. Virginia on the map. Yeah. Virginia in your face. Yeah. I got power in the hood. Yeah. And I'm still in first place. Yeah. Stupid, we can put the game. 3-4-3-4, I got it. 5-7-1-8-0-4, I got it. 2-7-6, train to go, I got it.
I'm the realest, give a f- how you feel about it. Get on the truth and best believe you gon' know about it. See, I got it, the keys to the city. I'm a product, my environment. Streets riding with me, got the city on lock. Got my ball in chain, snitching on me. Say he in the dope game, know the code of the streets. Ain't saying no name, put a button on your lips. Swerving in the wrong lane, I'm a certified nigga. From HP to Boston, niggas hating now, later on it cost them. Nigga, I'm a boss, best believe I'm a problem. Snap a picture and it lasts a little longer. Bonafide nigga, see my game a little stronger. Just get a spot to the f*** you belong to. I got it, I don't need no help. Could deal when I can do it myself. Who can put the game in the bag?
I got it.
Slang in the top notch swag,
I got it.
Harder chicks know about me,
I got it.
Money coming rep in the beat,
I got it.
757-504,
I got it.
703-44,
I got it.
5-7-1-8-0-4,
I got it.
2-5-6-3-go,
I got it.
Yeah, it's your boy, I know what old man. I'm straight out the jungle. When you surrounded by this beast, man, it's hard to be humble. I got stripes like a zebra, I'm faster than a cheetah. When it comes to this flow, I'm home, I'm like Jerry Jeter. Man, I roll with 360, J Nero, Dollar Gang. Charged up, beat the click, man, the money ain't a thing. Ain't no gang in this beat, orangutans in this beat. Got the whole club jumping, cause they know that it's a hit. Bobby Roller with some Asians, who smoking like Jamaicans. Might head down the floor, and Wilder with some Haitians. Might shoot out to the bay, they bucking like a cage. You know what I'm repping, I be repping NBA. I'ma rep my city, I'ma rep my state. Hear a lot of suckers talking, they don't say it to my face. Yeah, they say they got the king, they say they got the throne. I got this junk whipped like Indiana Jones.
The game in the bag,
I got it.
Slang in the top notch way,
I got it.
Harder chicks know about me,
I got it.
Really come and rep in the beat,
I got it.
757-440,
I got it.
703-44,
I got it.
571-804,
I got it.
276, train to go,
I got it.
That was I Got It by Noah O here on Radio Rubber Room. And that's the one with the video that was good at the MTV rotation.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Streets Deep, J Nero, Big Boys Productions, and Moise for that video.
So on your Facebook, it mentions that you moved here from California when you were in 7th grade. I guess that's like 13.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Do you like associate yourself with the East Coast or the West Coast? Or am I, like, so far out of the loop that that's not...
That's a good question. I'm from Virginia, so I can't, like, run around and say, hey, I'm still from California. But it's definitely I'm from California, like, the way I think and stuff like that.
Well, like, I moved here from New York when I was, like, 10, and I'm sure Derek moved here when you were, like, 1 or 2. I'm like, you got to...
3-ish.
I'm still like, man, I've lived here for, like, more than half my life. I'm like, I'm from New York. Like, I love Richmond, but...
When people ask me, like, whenever they meet me, like, where you from? I'll be like, I'm from here. No, where are you really from? So it's like, all right, then I got to go into it. But
I'm more into Richmond now, like, I can definitely say. I've had a dog, like, live and die in Richmond.
So you're from Richmond now.
So that's how you measure it?
Yeah.
How many pets?
I love my dog.
How many pets?
All right, man. So I Got It, man. We've talked a lot about that one being on MTV. The single that I have for you, now you're giving these away for free, right?
I Got a single we give away for free sometimes, or sometimes sell them at shows. It really depends.
Now, you got one of my favorite songs. I bumped it all summer. Winning is your B-side on this, man. We're going to play that in a little while. I'd like to talk about a producer that you worked with, Bobby Beats, on this song.
Yes, Mr. Bobby Beats, man. VCU guy. Bobby Beats. I met Bobby Beats, actually. Like, he was winning the battles at the Rebirth. You know, he won a couple times. Like, he's also he's working with some... big name people in the hip hop industry. So Bobby, like, he definitely made a lot of connections in a short amount of time. Bobby is very talented. Yeah, he's a good kid.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys, you were saying he produced for Waka Flocka recently?
Yeah, he has some work he's done with Waka Flocka. He's also has some other stuff in the works that, you know, I can't say until it comes out. But, yeah, like, he's definitely, like, took the whole same approach, like, that we took to push and I got it. Like, he's utilized, you know, Twitter and Facebook to get in contact with a lot of people. And he's just gotten in contact with a lot of people. So I really respect, you know, how he goes about networking and pushing himself.
Now, is he traveling around, like, making these connections now? Or is it still, like, strictly, like, through the internet?
Nah, I know initially, you know, that's how a lot of people found out about us is through the internet. But then, you know, after that, you know, yeah, he's been traveling. We've been down in Atlanta, you know, D.C. It's just all up and down the East Coast, you know, networking with different people. So
now, and this kid is young, right?
Yeah, I think Bobby's like 22. Like, he's, you know, Bobby's young, man. Like, it's a lot of talented, like, it's a lot of kids, like a lot of younger cats who are real talented. They just the access to technology, especially with hip hop, like it's just incredible. You know, the beat programs, everything you can have on a laptop, you know, it can transform your life now. You know, from broke one day to, you know, all because of a laptop and a computer program. So yeah.
Now, I mean, for making beats for major label rappers. Does that come with decent pay, or is it like, is it more, you know, do people kind of make it more of a fantastic thing than it really is? Somebody like Bobby, I mean, is he sitting pretty from working with Waka Flocka, or, you know, is he still
like I put everything in context, like my situation with I got in it being on MTV. Nothing happens overnight. Like, for some people maybe it does, but I know that, like, more than anything, people got to understand that everything you do, whether it's you're in a magazine, you get on TV, you meet somebody, it's all part of your resume. You know, so everybody's situation is different. Somebody might make one beat and, you know, make 20 grand or who knows, you know, and make it rich off of that one track. But it's all just, I think, you know, at the end of the day, is you're doing things to build your resume and just, you know, it's just another connection.
One step at a time, basically.
Yeah.
Really need to start working on my resume.
Yeah, so, man, like, people really don't have a realistic, you know, idea of what goes on.
Yeah, what kind of things would go on your resume, Sean?
Of course, burrito eating prowess. It's like, I mean, that really helps me get jobs. They're like, oh, man, I have a video now of me eating a burrito.
Burrito. Not a taco. Burrito, volume one, burritos.
Burrito, that's the burrito with Doritos in it. It's delicious.
Well, there you got one thing. That's a good start.
That's probably about it. I don't know.
Your facial hair.
Write it down right now.
I do dress myself. I think that counts.
I'd stay away from that.
That's a skill, isn't it?
It is. If you... Yeah, stay away from that.
I mean, I will be coming to work clothed. Don't people want to know? Like, I feel like that puts me in the realm of getting that job.
It's a start. It's definitely a starting point.
Cool.
There's no high-paid team of stylists here.
Yeah,
it's all self-dressed.
I can match.
Cool,
plaid,
man.
And stripes. That's the way to go.
So, speaking of, like, you know, the scene and young kids, is there anybody that you're seeing, like, really making tracks in the music scene right now?
You know, of course, like Bobby. There's a you know, we got a guy in our camp. A couple guys. We got Young Fred, Young Yankee. Also, it's another younger artist out here named Chance Fisher. I really dig Chance. Hovey and Isaiah, like, it's a suburban district. It's a lot of cats, like, that are just, you know, really talented. And I feel like, you know, they can definitely take it further than, you know, Virginia or Richmond. Not saying that's it, but, you know, I believe they have what it takes talent-wise to get to that next level.
It's easy to lose sight of... You know, or it's easy to kind of have a more laxed work ethic. If you could tell those people, like, give them one solid piece of advice, being that you're, you know, kind of a veteran in this game, what would you tell them?
Just be persistent, and just, you gotta be like you know, persistent, consistent, and headstrong. And just, I know one thing that's got me far is like I listen to people's advice, but I always just trust my gut, you know, trust my instinct when it comes to dealing with people and just when it comes to following what I should do next career wise. I've gotten a lot of, you know, bad advice, and I'm very thankful that I haven't, that I listen to my conscience and don't follow, you know, what people try to say. Because really, to me, like, my biggest thing is if somebody is not where you're trying to be, then there's really no point in listening to them, you know, because nobody, there's no one key to success, I think, or no one way to make it, you know, because the things that we're doing now, nobody would have told me that this was possible if I would have listened to anybody, you know. It's just, we just do it, just doing it, you know. Every day I wake up, this is what I do, you know, I interview or, you know, make music. I just, this is all I occupy my time with. So it's like, if this is what you want, whatever it is you want, you have to do that, you know, first and foremost, regardless. And I think everything else just kind of starts to fall in line after it just becomes your routine, you know?
Mm-hmm. So like you were saying earlier, just that one step at a time.
Yeah.
Not knowing where the next one's going to lead.
I just believe, like, when you're doing what you're supposed to do, those things, like, the, you know, whether, you know, some people, if that's what's meant, it's going to happen. You know, you can't sit around and wait for stuff. But I think once you start really working towards a goal or something, the next step will present itself, you know, if you're ready. And you just got to recognize, you know, take advantage of those opportunities when they come up.
All right, cool. Let's take a break and play a song. This is Party Hard by the 360 Boys. Them 360 Boys.
It's Ram, baby. You and me.
Yes. Hey, dog, what up?
Hey,
Party Hard. I got you. Hey. They ask me why I do this and why I do that. But why you worry about it? I'm just living my life. I'm spilling drinks on the stage. You want me to say I'ma party all night. I party hard. I party hard. I party all night. I party hard. I party hard. I'm just living my life.
I party hard. Smoke expensive cars. 17 stacking green, living life on Mars. Drive expensive cars, only in the new whips. Crib got a pool, sorta look just like a cruise ship. I love bad bras, all up in my driveway. Screaming you and me or die, flying on the highway. Hey, I'ma party till I'm dead, till I'm gone. Man, this party's off the chains, I don't think I'm going home. What's up? My nigga Matt said he think that he gon' throw up. So I said, hey, oh, here's a bucket, pour some more up. I live my life for the day, not tomorrow. And if you think you party hard, I better
party. They ask me why I do this and why I do that. But why you worry about it? I'm just living my life. I'm spilling drinks on the stage. What you want me to say?
In my all black jeans, got every girl trying to get on my team. We the freshest motherfuckers on the team. On the team, live large, but you ain't like me. No. With champagne stains in my all white tee, hey, I can't see, no, but I might be what? Leaving this party with your wifey. Hey. I'm so hot, got the club burning up. Hey, ram this a song, tell the DJ turn it up.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Are you a man? No, really. Are you a man? I bet if you asked your ex-girlfriend, that is, if you ever had one, she'd say, hell no. You're about as manly as a beaver in a dress sitting on a pink crayon. Do you wish you understood football? Knew how to build stuff with your bare hands? and could fight the urge to sit down when you peeing. Well, hell, I done got the product for you. Them old smarty pants scientific folk over at Spoofco done gone and invented a revolutionary approach to male enhancement. Now, they ain't claiming they can make your little old bigger, but what they can do is put some hair on that bird cage you call in the chest and make them ladies say, "Oh Lord, look what done rustled out the woods." Now put down that white wine and cut that damn smooth jazz off. Hop in your Prius or your smart car and head on down to your local gun and liquor depot and pick up a 5-gallon drum of testicles today. Testicles is spelled with a Z, so you know it's some serious medicine made from woman's sweat harvested from the underarms and fat folds of Colombian field workers. Testicles utilizes ingredients from things that make men manly, like beer, diesel fuel, gunpowder, breast milk, wood cutting, rooting, knife fighting, and straight bourbon. Rooting. Man, testicles is a fast-acting liquid formula, so once you start taking it, you'll be standing straight up and urinating all over the bathroom floor. Well, giving in to the urge to watch Braveheart on repeat while you chainsawing trees and starting fires for no good reason. You gonna really like explosions too. Spoofco got a special offer right now. You purchase a 5-gallon drum and an old decommissioned mortar shell, they said they'd throw in this handy breast dispenser for free. Testicles is Spoofco's take on natural male enhancement. Now, they ain't claiming they can make your little old bigger, but what they can do is put some hair on that bird cage you call in the chest. Testicles, grow yourself a pair today.
Rich people have always tried to one-up each other's richness since the invention of money. You get a Mercedes, your wealthy tampon tycoon neighbor gets a brand new Bentley monster truck. Flying in style in your new chopper? Bam! Your neighbor rocks the block in his customized jetpack. Fear no more, my friends. One-of-a-kind fashions are now available from the owners of Stanley Stevens Endangered Wildlife and Game Hunting Preserve. You'll be looking as rich and arrogant as ever in your panda fur bell bottoms with bottlenose dolphin liner. Are you afraid you're not rich enough to afford that ass to head hair transplant? Bald eagle ball caps are now available, now with 100% more eagle. Beat the cold in your flashy new rhinoceros windbreaker. Don't forget about your ride. Pimp it out with California redwood side paneling. Here at Stanley Stevens Endangered Wildlife and Game Hunting Preserve, accidents happen, but you'll be sure to know that your magnificent whooping crane necktie will have you keeping up with the Joneses, because it's only one of 11 in existence. Stanley Stevens Endangered Wildlife and Game Hunting Preserve. You'll be looking as rich and arrogant as ever.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Noah O, Bobby Beast, what it do? Look, I had to take it back. Yeah, I'm on that jinx shit. You can call me Christopher, cause I'm on that big shit. Y'all don't never learn shit, so you never know shit. Get an opportunity and all you do is blow shit. Shot, I got a horse sit on that polo shoot. Bounce it up and down like a pogo stick. Y'all don't ever want shoot, so you never be shoot. But you can never curb me, I'm on that RIC shoot. When I'm up in DC, got a Howard U chick. When I'm in the RBA, got a VCU chick. When I'm out in Norfolk, got an ODU chick. Down in the Carolinas, got an ECU chick. You could call her Tar Heel, all she did was blue shoot. Me, you never figure out, just like a Rubik. Charged up the Empire, yeah, I'm on my Q shoot. But I'm thinking Def Jam, call me Rick Rubin. I told them I got it, but they ain't acknowledge it. Now when I shoot on them, ain't no apology. How I outsmart them, very little collagen. Try to dim my lights, but I'm brighter than a halogen. You thinking about spitting, she thinking about
VIP tripping. I'm trying to let all of it tell them stop hating. The flow undeniable, the game and need a saving. Y'all unreliable, the people want their money back. Bring some collateral, I make my own rules, and it's the four lateral. Touchdown, jumping over whips like I'm Blake Griffin, speeding towards a checkered flag. And I got the brakes missing, I ain't had no backing, but I had a great vision. Now we about to close it, sorta like the eighth inning. I ain't had no tools, we was makeshifting lettuce in the dough when we leaving with the safe missing. Listen. They say the flow money, this here's the jackpot. No Photoshop, see a lot of them just act hot. Got a lot of blemishes, me I don't embellish it. Say the game dried up, I'm about to replenish it. Like a breath of fresh air, rappers with the same flows. Get the same producers, and they wear the same clothes. Gotta use protection, sleeping with the same hoes. Then they catch feelings if she chose and she ain't chose. When I let the flames go, beast stay suffering. Cook a mix down, paramedics bring the covers in. Lay it on the stretcher, you can hear who next up. I'm just having fun with it, homie, ain't no pressure. When I'm out in Cali, then they holler west up. But I'm from the south, so they vouch like, yes sir. And I'm feeling blessed, rosary up on the dresser. I'm just on my first win, ain't no need to rest up. Nah.
That was Winning by Noah O and Ready to Rub Room. So, Noah, are you winning?
Yes, very much so right now.
Because you're on the show. I mean,
just to be in the presence of greatness.
Right.
Burrito, you're talking about Sean, right?
Burrito eating. Yeah. Facial hair. This is a man's man environment. Hopefully next time I come back, I have some facial hair.
Yeah, man, you are out of place, right?
We have a beer growing competition in November.
Yeah. Since when? Did you just make that up, dude?
That's always been.
I don't remember ever hearing that.
Well,
I
mean, if you don't shave on Halloween, then you're disqualified.
Okay.
Anybody who's listening.
All right, man. So winning, we were talking about Bobby Beats. I tried to encourage you to do your next video to that, but it didn't happen that way.
Nah. I am going to shoot a video for Winning. I definitely am. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry I let you down.
Sorry, dude. Man.
I'm sorry. I know Bobby's probably mad at me, too. I really like Winning. I just, I'm going to shoot videos for all these songs. That's my goal.
Do you feel that's necessary for hip-hop artists or musicians in general?
What?
Oh, to have a video, man, to exist with video.
Like, because, I mean, you got artists now who are shooting, like, trailers for their albums, and there's no music. You don't even hear what the album is about. It's just... Like, basically, now more than ever, like, people aren't really concerned with the music anymore. They want to be able to attach to the person and, you know, what you have going on or your movement or whatever you want to call it. And I think that's what gets people interested in your music more than anything. Like what you guys were saying, like, yeah, the music is why everybody's here, but it's the other things that keep people tuned in, you know.
Sorry, I just freaked out. Like a moth flew into the window, and really I thought somebody was like out there, dude.
It was like a tapping.
That's the hardest moth.
So a couple of weeks ago, we played What Am I Touching? It was a game that I invented. It was a lot of fun. I have a surprise for you, Derek. I invented another game, and I didn't tell you about it. And we just played it. You are a participant on Guess What's in My Coffee. So
guess what was in the coffee
I just finished?
Yes, yeah, I made sure that you finished the whole thing.
Guess what's in your coffee?
Do you have any guesses?
Here, it can be, I'll give you a hint, it can be safely ingested.
It's okay for you to eat.
It can be safely ingested. Just flavor it?
No, it was decaf. No.
It was decaf?
Are you feeling hyped up?
No, actually.
Yeah.
Funny joke there, Sean.
I was trying
to
help you, like, not get withdrawals. I want to help you with this addiction that you have.
I do have a problem. I don't even know if they have rehab for that. Do they?
I mean, I am committed to your rehabilitation of coffee awareness.
I appreciate that.
I just gave you methadone.
I don't know if I'm ready.
Coffee version.
I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Well, this is a game that I hope to play in the future with you.
You're not getting me coffee ever again. Last week it tasted like wood. It had a stick in it.
I was testing out the game. I wanted to see how it would go. You don't like that game idea? Guess what's in my coffee?
If you ever get the chance to buy me a coffee again, which probably isn't going to happen now, because how am I going to get through the next couple hours?
Well, I'm just going to secretly switch your coffee with the one that I put something in that was mysterious.
So, Noah, man.
Dan's not amused.
Not at all amused. God, Sean. I really have to cut your mic off.
I understand totally.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the interview that I did with you in RVA Magazine.
Okay.
That was
I didn't know if we were going to be, if you were the same Dan, or if I had to pretend like that was some other Dan or something.
Oh, no, I don't care. Yeah.
We are prominent figures in Richmond.
Sean was making jokes about my interview before the show started.
I got some jokes. One was the word delve. People said, if you delve deeper into my material, a lot of people, when they read it, they're like, so that's is that what you really said to him? I was like, I don't know where that came from.
No, I transcribed the whole interview. You said that specifically.
Oh, man.
It's a real word, though.
No, I know it is.
It's a good word.
Yeah.
That's probably the first and only time I've ever used it.
You only get to use it once every
that's like a word you read, a word you say, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was inspired by the drunk, older people who were hanging out in the smoking section with us.
Yeah, the teacher.
Yeah, that I like snapped on. You remember that?
Oh, man.
So, Sean, you read the article, right?
Yeah, I think you used a lot of impressive words I didn't even know that you knew about.
Uh-huh.
I like how you were, you talked a little bit about the person you were interviewing. That's always something you want to aim towards.
Okay, thank you for your...
I was very impressed. You made me, I didn't feel like we were talking about somebody I knew.
Oh, really? Oh, word. Thank you. A lot of stuff got cut out of that interview, and the reason why I wanted to say it is because some people have made like a joke about like me being scared of you when I met you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
funny.
He was making a joke like, oh, you were scared of Noah when you met him.
Dan was like, ooh, that guy's out of my league of being my friend. He is so cool.
I mean that, yes. But
looks like a bad A. I'm not going to mess with him.
I don't think so.
No, I was talking about when we first met, man. Like the first.
I have a cake face.
Would you say I have a cake face?
No, I haven't been told I had a cake face.
The when I first met you, man, I saw you. You were working at Clear Channel, and so was I. You were there before me. DJ Jazz got me the job there.
Oh yeah.
And I was doing a remote with one of the radio stations, and I found Divine Sun's album in a box, and the personality that I was out with that day was like, yeah, you should check that out. That's Noah. Jazz had told me that you rapped, and I had seen you in the meetings, but you were always like quiet and you looked angry.
It's just because my mom is Asian. Like a lot of people think that too. It's just like it's just my face.
Yeah, see, well, I get that too.
It's just my eyebrow. But
I get that too.
People always think like I'm real serious. Like, I don't know.
People always ask me, they're like, what's wrong? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. No, but I talked to you when we did a remote at a car dealership one day. It was like the first time I actually talked to you. And I was like blown away because my first assumption of you was he's angry, he's got a chip on his shoulder, you know what I'm saying? And then I felt bad because I talked to you, you were intelligent, you were driven, and you worked hard. And what confused me with you originally, I don't think that it was your nationality as much as it was that you were working two jobs. You had kids, you were working hard, and you were trying to rhyme. And it got omitted from the actual write-up originally, but that really, your work ethic has always been something that has inspired me as an MC.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. What keeps somebody like that going? Because there's a lot of times where I don't put in half as much work as someone like you, and there's sometimes where I turn around and I'm just like, I could take it or leave it. But you've been in it 100% since the beginning, seemingly.
I mean, like you were talking about Derek, you were saying how you know, you're a kid, you dream of this, like, really, like, this is a dream for me. So it's really one of the only things I have to look forward to. You know, I love Richmond, I love Virginia, but when I look around, it's like, well, what else better would I be doing with my time? I'm probably going to end up getting into trouble. And, you know, as a kid, like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't have any direction, so I used to get in a lot of trouble. So it's basically, you know, this is all I have. You know, I have my family, I have my kids. They keep me, you know, focused, but this is something that I dream about every day. I want to do for the rest of my life. So I just don't, I don't see, if I'm not doing this, I probably won't be doing anything positive. Sorry, Dan.
No, that's all right.
Nah, you know, and then, like, you know, I forgot you even worked up there. But yeah, like, if I'm not doing music, I really don't have, I don't know what else I'll be doing.
I feel like that's like the burden of the creative, like, soul, though. Like there is no other answer for you. You're driven. It's like not as much genetically predisposed, but it's like your fate, your destiny. It's a burden.
I mean, dude, I feel like that totally. Like I don't know why other cats do it. I know, like me, I'm my own worst critic. Like, you know, when people I never think anything is good enough, or I never feel like it's the top. Like, oh man, I've done it. Like with the MTV thing, or, you know, different, you know, accomplishments or things that have happened over the years. People are like, man, I know you're feeling great right now, and it's almost like a high. You know,
yeah.
As soon as that high is gone, like you ask somebody who's addicted to drugs, as soon as that high is gone, it's like.
Man. Like, I just drank a whole cup of decaf, and yeah. I'm feeling it. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to fall asleep.
Hey, Noah.
What's in an hour?
Next?
Hey, Noah, man, thank you so much. You are.
Before we wrap it up here, I just want to say one last little thing here, if that's cool.
Go ahead.
A good friend of mine is always telling me about mantras, so I just want to have a mantra that I'm going to end. It's a mantra of the week, if you will.
Okay.
And it's, you climb that mountain, and when you are higher than you've ever been before, go further, and you might discover something new that you don't know about.
A mantra's supposed to be short, dude.
There might be a burrito out there.
Yeah.
Well, the short mantra is just get higher.
You never know.
You can accomplish so much.
Hey, cool. Hey, Noah, man. You're my friend. I'm a fan of your work. And as far as I'm concerned, you're like family. So check Noah out at noah-o.com. He's on Facebook, Charged Up, ENT, and iTunes, too, man.
And now Dan's going to give you a hug.
I am. I'm going to give you a hug after here. But first, this is The Bridge by Just Plain Ant, featuring Sleaze.
Water's only me, build a better bridge. So I'm building it, giving it, living it. And I'm going to keep kicking it till kicking is corny. And that'll never happen. The industry bores me. So I'm underneath that... so hard till I can't ignore me. And I ain't even talking about sex. So shut your mouth up and listen to the best flow. Cause he got next, but he ain't really stressed though. Gotta worry about my moves, cause I'm fresh, bro. Every song a new style on your damn head. Just get a damn clue, your sound's dead. And I killed it, skills is what I deal with. Even if skills ain't who I chill with. We the illest NBA on some real. All of my f***ers on some holdout still. And we making waves on some chill. Just plain sounds, that's who you should build with. Living on the edge is the only way to live. Giving everything is the only way to give. Troubled waters only mean build a better bridge. So I'm building it, giving it, living it. Living on the edge is the only way to live. Giving everything is the only
way. Yeah, I am on a drug, it's called Charlie Sheen. And it's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke.
I seen him.
Now that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.